Aloha, friends. This is Help Me Be Me, self-help for people who are really not into self-help. In other words, it's straightforward tools to create positive change in yourself. This is Sarah Maybe. I'm a writer-director and an all-around happy person. This is a show about what has worked for me in my life. And the episodes are designed to give you clarity and calm so that you can see things for what they really are, minus all the emotions that cloud your ability to take action. Because once you're calm and happy, things become clear and making change becomes a simple process. Which brings me to the key that I plan to offer you. It's the why, the missing link to truly healing. So all the stuff you tell yourself about who you are, what's wrong with you, and what will always be wrong with you is false. It's a justification your brain has made up to make sense of what is scary or difficult in your world. So to give it some order or some relatable terms, it's like learning a version of natural laws, except those natural laws, in this case, are false. When you feel powerless to change something, it's because you haven't gathered the right tool from your own life. If you're in a bad place emotionally, everything is going to seem super, super hard, even like getting out of bed. So obviously the first step when you're in that bad place is to get your emotions back to level. So I'm going to ask you, while you listen to these, to please exercise every day. Just get some kind of exercise. And if you're in a really bad place emotionally, get some exercise. That's the first thing you have to do. Even if you're doing jumping jacks, I recommend yoga. And doing something outside is really good, but if you have to do jumping jacks or even a handstand, I do that in my office sometimes. I close the door and I do handstand. So anything to get your blood flowing through your brain and your chemicals balanced again. And I also invite you to journal with me. And I know that's kind of dorky, but journaling will help reinforce all of the things that you need to grasp and hold on to. All of your new learnings and all the change you want to make, it's going to be solidified if you journal. And so this journal, I have what I do every day, which is available on my website. It's helpmebeme.com. And it's basically a happiness journal. So it's three gratitudes. You do if-thens, which you decide if something happens that you are going to do a specific action. For example, like if I get stressed out, I'm going to go for a walk. Then I'm going to go for a walk. It also has one positive experience from your day that you describe at length. And then the last part of it is you declare your I am five things that you are. And that's just who you aspire to be. So mine are, I am happy, passionate, empowered, focused, inspiring. And you just repeat that exact same thing, whatever your five things are, every single day. So you can either fill out your own journal, or I invite you to check out my website, and it's actually cheaper than printing it on a printer. The reason I even created it, because I was printing it for friends at Kinko's, and it was like $120, so. And you can also follow me on Twitter, at Sarah Maybe, and I also write a weekly series on Hello Giggles, and that's the kind of girl, it's for girls, but there are guys too. It's a site, a culture, pop culture site that my friend made, and I write Teaspoon of Happy, which is once a week. So I will give you as much of my time as I can, but the more you share this, the better I can give that. So please share, and until next time, smile.